I stay ready. You know what I mean? Should I play it weekly? You feel me? I play it weekly on Haters. You know what I'm saying?
That part.
Me and View just got done playing it on his episode, man.
Yeah, yeah.
What you mean?
Summer, bro.
Thanks,
man. Bro. Don't be scared to stick your chest out, bro. They gon' hate regardless, bro. Man, you
making them mad, we making them mad, we making them mad. Hey, how I was raised, go do your thing, go get a bad. We got nothing in common, cause I ain't the one to be following for fast. Hey, I ain't copping a jag, yeah. Till the sum I got from my dad. You know, I got my mama airbag. Hey, all the house is where it's at. Hey, I ain't gotta say it, haters know it up. Know they hate to hear the facts. Everything written real, that shit crazy, play it back. Hey, if I said that, then I meant that. Oh, you can't take it back. Nah, pulling up in all black, black. Niggas talking all cap. Say she mad, I'm like, why? Oh, nigga forgot to call back. Look, rappers form but don't prosper. From these whole niggas to these officers. Fuck the cost if it's profit. Team full of bosses, we partners.
Yeah.
Making them mad, making them, making them, making them, making them mad, making them, making them. Hey, look at me crazy, cause I done came far from where niggas was at. But I don't be tripping, I'm chilling, just grateful I got what I have. Look, I wanna put on my homies, so I gotta keep all our rights to that. I just follow my purpose and suddenly I'm on my way to the bag. Hey, I know they be hating, I hear what they saying, it's making me laugh. Look, my confidence crazy, she doing the thing, I keep saying it's bad. Hey, real educated with class, huh? Fuck around, I made me a dad. Back was burning like it's a force fire. Sinners preaching, it's a church choir. Just wanna get the truth and get more inspired and build with the fam so we can all retire. If he talk a lot, then you know he lying. This is more, and we do the most. They say the artist can't do business. Fuck that, though, we doing both. Niggas ain't afraid of going broke. I just know that I ain't going back. I feel like my city only hope. From on my back, I put it on the map. This is a guy that bought a purpose. All the OGs told us that. Right in front of y'all face. How the hell you ain't noticed that? Making them mad, making them, making them, making them, making them mad, making them, making them, making them, making them mad, making them, making them, making them, making them mad, making them, making them, making them, making them mad. Look at that, look at that, look at that, making them mad. Look at that, look at that, look at that, making them mad. Look at that, look at that, look at that, making them mad. Look at that.
Shot of Brandy Podcast, man, episode 194. Up in here, man, the return of Jacoby, man. What's good with you, my guy, man?
Peace. What's good, God? Man. Glad to be back, man.
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 I appreciate you, man. More life to you, man. Happy birthday, man.
Thank you, bro.
I ain't even tell niggas it was your birthday, man. I had to log on to see it. And then I seen you in the cut. Being you, cool ass Jacoby, man. Chilling, what's up, man? You good?
Man, I'm grateful, bro.
Yeah, man, because last time I talked to you, man, we was in Hubby Bubby, man, just doing our thing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Then I talked to you at Far Little Africa last year.
Yup.
And now we here, man, making more history, man.
Man, you know as saying? Always.
Yeah, man. That, like, that nigga View always gonna include the nigga Jacoby.
Man. Grateful too.
You and Thomas.
Yeah, really grateful too, bro. And that's one thing Lost told me, man, because I'm from Loudoun, you know what I'm saying? So for a big part of me being a part of a lot of this was you, and I really appreciate that, you know what I'm saying?
Right. So are you still in Loudoun?
Yeah. Okay. I moved back in November.
Okay.
With the pandemic, I felt like being in Oklahoma City, you know what I'm saying, I was there because of the opportunities, and I wasn't able to use those opportunities because of the pandemic.
Right.
So I was like, I might as well be in the cooped up in the house with my parents while I can, just spending time with them.
Right.
And moving that way until at least we can get back out and move again. So I've been back since about November.
Okay, yeah. Man, so how's it out there though for you though? You know what I'm saying?
It's good. It's I'm grateful to be out there. I was reminded of a lot out there, just being able to talk to people and hear from people, you know.
Yeah, like it slowed you down, like the Rona, you know what I'm saying? Like it slowed the world down, and so you was able to appreciate Loud now.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. And even after I've left, I've appreciated it a lot more. But yeah, for like the nature part of Loudon is definitely something that I slept on for a big part.
Exactly. All right. So you fresh off the 365.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Kinda.
That's 2 years ago now.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? But you inspired that nigga Thomas to do it.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? And a couple others. You know what I'm saying? How hard was that though? You know what I'm saying? Because people don't.
Nigga.
Niggas don't know how hard that shit is, man.
That shit was difficult, dog.
Bro, what?
Yeah, that shit was.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, it was hard.
Like, I work out with Thomas, right? And then he be like, oh, man, I got to drop. Oh, man, I got to get the artwork. Oh, you know, I mean, bro, all that shit come in. You know what I'm saying? Like, all that shit come in. And so tell the people, like, how hard is that, man?
Man, it was very difficult. Because, like, but for me, like, all my songs was me. I made my artwork myself, you know what I'm saying? I uploaded it. So like it was definitely a lot, but like that, but also another thing that's huge about it is like Image Line doing it, they covered the video side really well, where I didn't have to worry about much but show up and create the idea, and they were able to take care of everything else. So that was really convenient and really helpful, because they was above and beyond what they did. And then of course the Pac and Joey Sativa recording it, like in engineering, and he was always like willing to work with me on my timelines, because I would be late sometimes, and he would be able to like work with me then kind of work it out on time. So that was really appreciative. So like that was a big the main reason why I was able to do it, because I would have been tired of doing that shit if it was just me before that shit ended. So that was definitely a big part. But it's definitely something, like for me, I was happy to do it every week until Nip died. When Nip died March 31st, like that was where it was like,
took your energy away.
Nigga, you just gotta finish what you said you was gonna do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Just get down and make sure you do this shit. So it was a valuable experience nonetheless though.
Exactly. Okay. So then shit, like you get invited to Fire Little Africa.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So did you make the project?
Yeah. I did. Yeah. Very grateful for that.
Yeah, know what I'm saying?
For
like, I just seen a picture of y'all down at OU, and you was on the chair and shit, like you was on the table and shit. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, damn, y'all been doing this shit.
Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah. And out there with the space program, you know what I'm saying? It's another thing, just for me to be on this path as far as like, exploring my blackness, that's a lot of what View, what he kind of was on, and really inspired a lot of us to really look into it. So that's definitely a big part of it, man. But it was definitely to see that from now, it's great. I'm grateful, you know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah, you is, you know what I'm saying? Because that nigga got y'all to Motown, but it's just crazy how, you know, how he moving with it though, you know what I'm saying? Because he moving so humbly with it. And you so
that's
low.
How he built.
Yeah, man, but you so low key with it too. Like, I had to ask you, did you make the project? Because you really, you know what I'm saying? You ain't into the posting.
Yeah, man, because for me, I mean,
posting
really,
and bragging and shit like me, you know what I'm saying? Shit, I would have put it in their face. You know what I mean?
Nah, man, like, it's a time and place for everything.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Me, like, it's like, I'm just grateful because of the historical significance and the fact that I'm able to be a part
right.
of, like, Tulsa telling the story, their own story of the massacre for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And really being able to say that I'm, like, on the project from Lawton, representing Lawton, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's...
Right.
That's, you can't put a price tag on something like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just just grateful, dog. You know what I'm saying?
Nah. You know what I'm saying? Like, real shit. So then we here, though.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you spending the, nigga, your day, you know what I'm saying? Like, recording.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? Doing what you love. But tell me what you what this project means, though.
This Tidy project?
Yeah.
Man, this is about View's mother. And really the to me that, of course, that's View's inspiration, and my inspiration from that is really just the different dimensions that go around really just being great, you know what I'm saying? Because that's a big part of how this project is, how great she was and her legacy, you know what I'm saying? So yeah. For me, that was centered around really just like harping in around the concept of greatness and the different dimensions that come with it, because it does have its ups and downs and its ebbs and flows,
right.
But it's greatness nonetheless, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, man, but you used to it, like, you used to these setups, you used to these get-together for View. So is it like, man, is it like an alley-oop that he throws y'all? Or like,
yeah, 100%. I mean,
Or is it like a movie screen that he set y'all up for? Like, which one is it? Like,
no, it's an alley-oop for sure.
Yeah.
It's definitely more of an alley,
okay.
Where it's like, because it's all, because that's the value of the relationship is like,
right.
It's a partnership between people who have like done work that have come together at a synchronized time that basically make each other better, you know what I'm saying? Because
right.
It requires you to be better for whatever it requires of you, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, you either rise to it, come through, and do what you know you can do. Like we all know we can do with each other,
right.
Or not, you know what I'm saying? It's just like basketball, you know what I'm saying? You play a game against a certain opponent, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of cats freeze, a lot of cats don't, you know what I'm saying? But it depends on your team. Like, if your team don't, you got a good team, you know what I'm saying? So that's where we prove ourselves, and that's what I think is valuable in ours, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man, but it's also like a movie script too, though, you know what I'm saying? Because he got y'all the movie script for OU.
Word.
He got the movie script shit for Fila.
Word.
Know? Not telling you what to talk about, but this is what the movie's about.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And now Tidy is about his mom, you know what I'm saying? That was so nice on the course, she a legend.
Word.
You know? And you love to put that sports shit in
hell
there.
Yeah. Hell yeah. I played ball myself in college.
Right.
For sure. But I think that's one of the valuable things about the way View moves, is that like he's very good at creating a environment where it's structured enough to be productive, but also free enough to like be creative and for people to like be what they are. You know what
right.
I'm saying?
Exactly.
So
exactly.
That's really valuable to be within, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Okay, yeah, man, like you on two songs out here, right?
On the Fila project?
Nah, here.
Yeah, so far, today I recorded two songs so far. Yeah.
This nigga's so cool, man. This nigga don't know how blessed he is, man.
I'm just grateful, dog.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? Now, then I see you still doing your business on IG, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like your business
sure.
talk. You know what I'm saying? So how's that going?
Really well, man. So I've taken the last. So when I got out of school, man, I was either go overseas, try to hoop, or take music serious. And I decided to take music serious, so I had to like build a website and all that stuff. So in doing that, I didn't have the money to go out and hire somebody, and I had all these tools I could do it myself with Squarespace and things like that. So over the last 10 years, I've been building my own, and I just learned how to do it, and I just kind of took it up and I was buying some courses and made a business how to like build websites. And now I'm at a place where it's really doing well, where I have a really good system going.
Yeah.
And it's really providing some really good opportunities for me. And that's even better because it provides the freedom of time, because The web design is a lot different than having to get up 9 to 5 and go to a job where I can really get up at whatever time I want, and as long as I get it finished by when I said I was gonna get it finished. And I have a system built for that, you know what I'm saying? So it's really valuable, and it's really good just for my time as far as my music, and also for my mind, because I gotta like work things out in a different way where it's almost like exercise, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So it's in everything business at the end of the day, you're trying to be respected as far as the money goes, that it's deserved, things like that. So it's, to me, as long as you doing the right things, it's always kind of what you're doing.
Exactly.
See, what I respect about you is you keep going. You know what I'm saying? Like when you start something, shit, like you put the work in, you know what I'm saying? Like you understand that it's work to be put in. It's just not a flyby.
Fact.
Shit, it's just not like an overnight. You know what I'm saying? Like you and Vue's relationship, this shit wasn't overnight. You know what I'm saying? Like this shit was built. You know what I'm saying? Like he got to trust you to be on this motherfucking project about his mom.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
100.
And he trusts you that you're going to deliver too, though. You know what I'm saying?
What's up?
Yeah, man, and I appreciate you, though, man. You know what I mean? Like, I always appreciate you shit fucking with me on Twitter and all that, though.
All day.
Yeah, man, like, so can we expect the album or tapes?
Oh, yeah,
some tracks, man.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, which one is it?
Yeah, man.
Easy, what's good?
Can definitely, so I got a couple of them. Man.
Oh, no, you good.
I got a couple of them sitting in the holster right now.
So again, why?
Timing. And I don't know if I want to just because it's kind of dated content, because I wrote it so long ago, but I also got new things. So it's just a matter of timing at this point, just at the right time with Feel Like coming out. So you can expect it within at least the next 4 or 5 months.
Yeah.
But it's a few of them coming. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, the God MC.
What's happening?
Okay. Yeah, man. Like, you still got the headphones on, though. Huh? You still got the headphones on, though. Like, nah, shit, like the white ones.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, is that a trademark?
Yeah, I mean, like.
Nah, you know what I'm saying? Like, keep it 100, man. Is that a trademark now, man?
It's not, I can't say it is because it ain't federally trademarked, but, like. It's definitely a signature.
Okay,
I think
people
are like associated with me. Like it's like branded, you know what I'm saying?
Okay,
like,
right.
And that was intentional. So okay, that's definitely something that's looking to build on, you know what I'm saying?
Oh God, man, cause every time I see y'all like, okay, should he working on something or he got something cooking up, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So is it intermistral or what? You know what I'm saying? Like is it beats or what?
On the inner hip hop?
Nah. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like when you walk around it.
Yes. Yeah, sometimes it's instrumental, sometimes it's beats, sometimes it's courses, sometimes it's audiobooks, sometimes it's YouTube videos, sometimes
it's. Niggas don't be realizing, man.
Man,
just always trying to learn something, right?
Straight up. Just trying to be productive, be constructive on my mind.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Already.
It's always try to like, and it's really to respect inspiration, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't feel like I can control inspiration. I can only prepare myself and be ready for it when it comes. So like for me to be able to have my headphones, to be able to like listen to beats and just whenever I feel like, okay, I can write 32 bars in 5 minutes. All right, cool, I'm ready. Or if I, when I get in the modes where I hear something I like and I can have it accessible, you know what I'm saying? Like that's real valuable for me.
Right. Yeah, man, that was nice right there. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, cause shit, you can get inspired by anything. You
straight
know what
up.
I'm saying? Just that one jewel off of a 2-hour podcast, shit might just be one thing that you walk away with. You know what I'm saying? But that motherfucker might be valuable though.
Straight up.
You know
and
what
then,
I'm saying?
After you hear that gem, and then if you hear the perfect beat to go with the mood it put you in, bro. It's a different feeling, you know what I'm saying? Like you feel like it's a movie and just like your theme music,
right,
you know what I'm saying?
Right, okay, damn. Man, I didn't even think about it like that.
Yeah,
man, I appreciate you, man. You know what I'm saying, man? And more life to you, man. More flows, you know what I'm saying? And more albums and shit, man. And so when can we expect the tape from you, man? Stop playing, man.
this year, for sure.
Yeah. Okay, shit, I'm gonna hold you up to it. What you got to cook up?
Please do. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. For sure.
Niggas is ready to pull that trigger.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay, okay, yeah, man. But that's what I like to hear, man. You know what I'm saying? That new Jacoby, man. You know what I'm saying? And I seen you going crazy on Twitter, like, promoting yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, damn, man, this nigga know what he doing with it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man. Because that one where you said that I'm from Lawton and shit,
mm-hmm.
man, that motherfucker went crazy.
Man, yeah, that thread, yeah, hell yeah.
Oh God, that thread, hell you know yeah. what I'm saying? But that take a lot of balls to do some threads and shit like that, though, too, though. Like, right?
Hell yeah, it did, oh, son. God, and it took a lot of work. I had, I posted, like, doing that, so I posted, like, the first 25 weeks, and then I realized they was too big, because, like, just the way I saved them, so I had to, like, delete all of them, resave all 52 videos, and then re-upload them bitches. And it, like, I had created a whole file with the caption so I could just copy paste to the app. And it was just like trying to do all this shit. Like it was a lot. But yeah, it definitely, because it took me a while to put it up, because it was like one of the things where it's like for me to put that up, I did that every week. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's
bro,
it took a lot. You know what I'm saying?
And I'm glad that it went crazy, though.
Word.
Yeah, word. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, I appreciate it, though, man. It's good to always talk to you, man. And shit, what you done for the day, or you got more raps?
Yeah, I'm done for the day. We got to be back at it tomorrow.
Okay, already, yeah. Shout out to Brandy Podcast, man. It's episode 194, man. The Return of Jacoby, man, at the Tidy Resort.
Historical.
Yeah, mountain shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Appreciate it, man.